Not now, podcast. Are you ready? Ready? Now. Podcast. Hello, listeners. Welcome to NNOOTW podcast. Right now, we are talking about two, count them on your hand, one, two. If you don't have two fingers, feel bad for you right now. But two different subjects we could be picking between. We've got a coin here, a nifty coin. While I'm sitting here, I'm one of your hosts, Bran. Let's talk to our other host here.
You can just say you're the host. That's fine.
I'm one of the hosts.
I'm the tech guy. They call me Tech Lad.
The whole is only as good as the sum of its parts. Is that the old adage?
I don't think there's any parts to a whole. A whole is sort of a lack of parts.
Oh, with the W.
ow?
No.
Oh, with a W?
No, whole.
Oh.
Like the whole kit and caboodle. Oh! Kit and caboodle. That's what we could be talking about today is cats. Cats is one of our topics.
Yeah.
It's the best topic around.
The best thing about cats is I like to pick them up.
That's our other topic. Pickup lines.
Yeah. Getting as far away from cats as possible. I mean, those furry little demons love life, and they just hate them for that.
Well, I don't know if they love life. They tolerate life.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of the most stoic animal, dog is not the first one that comes to mind.
It's a cross between a sloth, a cow, and a cat.
Yeah. I thought beaver was a close third.
No, they love making them dams.
Yeah.
It's ruining everything.
Yeah. And maybe a beaver is more like a capitalist.
Yeah. Those big beaver business.
Beaver businesses. You can't miss them.
All their damn advertisement.
Yeah.
That could be a topic, beavers.
Yeah, and giraffes would definitely be the communists.
What?
Because I don't know,
they're long necks.
they have long necks, so they can see to the future, and they have blue tongues because it's cold.
Are giraffes closely related to brontosauruses?
I don't think so.
They both have long necks. So do snakes. Snakes have long necks too.
I think, was a brontosaurus considered like a reptile?
Yes.
Your giraffe is definitely a mammal,
but they could be loosely related through like your third cousin's first acquaintance.
Oh, I don't know if it was Brontosaurus or Brachiosaurus, but one of them, or maybe like, okay, I think one of them might be make-believe. And
I think it's Brachio.
Brachio? Yeah.
Brachio Patronum.
It's either that one or another one that was like a really large land dinosaur that ate plants pretty much exclusively. And they were pretty much just like dropping eggs wherever they go. And the
have to
whole
pick up
like
that dinosaur,
yeah, they were just dropping eggs because like
a chicken.
Well, more frequently than that, like more frequently than like you have bunny babies, just because they were like most of their young would die from being eaten and shit, but they didn't like have, they were like far too large to like care for the eggs, so their advancement strategy was to just.
Their adaptation?
Yeah, their adaptation was just to lay a fucking ton of eggs.
Sounds like turtles.
Oh, yeah?
Sea turtles just, like, bury 100 eggs in the sand and hope they make it.
Yeah. Here you go, buddy. Pat, pat, pat. An early grave.
That's hilarious. Okay. So, now do we talk about our topics, or do you want to just...
We're talking about a full bit. Episodes.
Yeah. I know.
So I think
why are you announcing it?
Okay.
We just did the warm-up.
Yeah. Well, you know, for some of us.
Oh, yeah.
It seems a little stale.
Yeah, seems like it's been a while. If you're just joining us, like maybe you had something to do. You had to put us down for a
bit.
So
if we get cats, yes. We're going to talk about cats, talk about the things they do, maybe what they think.
Our favorite cats.
Fictional
cats.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I had a favorite type of cat. Did I already reveal that?
No.
All right.
Can't reveal it.
Yeah.
Hold on to that. Just don't forget it. I'll remind you about favorite cats because I got a lot.
Okay.
Fictional cats?
We'll do favorite real cat and favorite fictional cat.
Okay. And we could also be cats.
Yeah.
Yep.
And for pickup lines, we could do a couple skits. We could go over pickup lines that we make up. I think that's
do some quick fire.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a made up facts kind of episode.
Yep.
Which I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that made up facts episode. Not pickup lines, because it's not like we've ever done that before. But I can tell that you have a coin there that you're eager to flip.
I can't tell if I can see my eyebrows or I have hair hanging down in front of my face.
I don't see a hair directly, so I think you might be able to see your eyebrows.
That's weird. I don't think I've ever been able to do that before.
Maybe there's a hair attached to your eyebrow.
Maybe. Maybe my eyebrows are just getting bushy. I am hitting old age.
Yeah. Yeah, they start bushing up on you like a cat.
And you're like, get out of here.
Get out of here. Shoo. You ever blow on a cat to make it go away?
No, I've just kind of smiled at it. And it's like, oh, fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy. That's how you get a cat to shoo.
Yeah.
You want a cat to shoo? Just be yourself.
Be pleasant. They hate that.
Be cordial. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Okay, so yeah, the coin we got today is a un peso,
ooh, a peso
from 1982, and on one side it has this like pirate-looking motherfucker. He's got like a high pop collar with some kind of floral pattern on it, and like ooh, a bandana.
That's the way I like to do it.
So he reminds me of like a cat. Like he's one bad cat. He's the cat's pajamas. You don't want to mess with his pajamas because they're bad.
He's got a popped collar with a floral print shirt and a bandana.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does. You want to see it?
Well, eventually.
All right. And then on the other side, there is what appears to be an eagle or like a vulture type thing, holding a snake in its mouth and it's killing it. So he's picking up that snake and killing it.
Well.
So that's, you get pickups. Pick up a snake.
I don't know if I want the guy with the bandana to be pickups.
He isn't. He's cats.
Yep, that was a totally accurate thing.
With a bandana.
Is this supposed to be like an eagle?
Yeah, I think so. Paul the Pussycat's what they call him.
What the hell is it standing on?
A branch.
I don't know if it's a branch. It looks like...
Hold it like this way and look at the raisedness.
Oh, okay. There's like mountains behind it.
Yeah, he's in Mexico.
Or a cactus? Is he killing a cactus snake?
He's killing something.
I don't know. There's some definitely shit on tubular this coin for sure.
Yeah, it could be a balloon animal from a clown party gone bad.
Two.
You know? Oh, got it. All right. So, Mr. Cap is the cat, and the eagle killing some shit is pickups.
Yeah. You gotta pick up before you eat it.
And it's actually Mr. Cap.
Oh my god. No.
You wanna do 2 out of 3?
No.
Yeah, let's do another one.
No.
Yep. Oh, we got the eagle. Fate will decide now. Oh, it's a cap.
Yeah, that's suiting.
Talking about
cats.
Yeah, that's suiting because we're talking about cats.
Yeah.
And, 2 out of 3, nine like lives, a cat suit. Still alive.
What do they call it, a cat suit?
A cat suit?
Yeah. Isn't that a thing?
I think that's what you say when you sneeze sometimes. You go, cat suit!
Cat soup?
Cat suit. Soup, 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 soup,
soup, soup. Yeah, so cats. Do you want to just go right into our favorite types of cats?
Yeah, let's start with that.
All right. My favorite type of cat, and I'm not sure if I said this already, is a fat cat.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to say a dead cat.
No. Nope.
My favorite, the best Whoa. Type of cat is a dead cat. Hey. Well, you said how much you hate cats.
I don't completely and utterly hate cats. I think that they are good. I like cats.
Why don't you have one?
I don't know. I don't really like changing litter boxes.
No one does. Yeah, not even cats.
Yeah, they're like, this is a new litter box? What the fuck? And then they seem kind of standoffish.
You're getting the wrong cat. You got to find the right cat for you.
Yeah. I got a nice friendly cat, like a freckled one.
Yeah.
or
a freckle cat. You already talked about a freckled dog.
Yeah.
What's with you and freckled animals?
I like the freckles. It's a whole species of animals. They got freckled bears, freckled snakes.
Oh, those freckle pigs. They find all the freckles.
Yeah.
Is that truffle pigs?
Oh, yeah. They find freckles.
You got freckles. There you go, freckle babe.
The pig cat.
Pig cat.
Pig cat diaries.
Yeah, cats are cute. Big cats are cute. Kind of sad, though.
Yeah.
Any animal that's way overweight is a little sad. You're like, oh.
You're an overeater. I can associate.
It's not even your fault.
It's not even your fault.
It's your owner's fault. I've never once had a dog come up to me and go, hey, I'm just big boned.
No, they're normally like, give me more.
Yeah. Where's the bacon?
Hey, it's okay. Or to Bush's baked
beans. Or the recipe.
Duke.
Is it Duke? Dick? Duke. Dick.
It's Duke. Yeah. And now I'm going to tell you the secret recipe. Dick.
Oh.
Dick the dog.
Don't say that. Yeah, my favorite type of cat is probably a Maine Coon cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look so wild.
And they're the only cats that don't mind water.
Yeah. Well, tigers don't mind water.
I don't know. I think I've seen a tiger, like, shake its paw.
Or cheetahs. Which one am I thinking of? I saw a video where it's like a cheetah or a leopard. I don't know what. They all get confusing. Jaguars even look like cheetahs sometimes. But it was like in Africa. So it must have been a cheetah.
Well, they all live in Africa.
Jaguars?
Jaguars. South America. Cheetahs, leopards, lions.
Either way, it was something with spots. They probably like Cheetos if you throw one at it. And it crossed this river and snuck up behind a crocodile or an alligator. Whatever they got there, and bit it on the head and like flung it back and forth until it died and then carried it off.
It killed a crocodile?
Yeah, or an alligator.
a crocodile Nile.
Oh, yeah. In a wild crocodile by the Nile.
By the Nile, in some style.
Oh, that's vile.
Oh, that's vile. Kyle!
little mnemonic device to help you remember Kyle's name.
Yeah, I'm a co-host, kind of.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of cat. Maine Coon cat.
Okay, favorite fictional cat.
Ooh, Lion-O.
Oh, leader of the Thundercats.
Yes!
I am Lion-O, leader of the Thundercats. Thundercat!
Oh! Although Snarf was pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Snarf, snarf, snarf.
His sword was pretty fucking awesome.
Snarfs?
Huh? No, Lion-O.
I was like, I didn't know Snarf had a sword.
Snarf. Yeah. Yeah, the Snarfy Justice. The
Snarfy Justice. I'm going to snarf out some justice. Snarf,
yeah.
Snarf.
Yeah, it was just, you know, the hilt of the sword had two big nostrils. Yeah, no, his sword like extended and like.
Yeah.
Wait, it's crazy.
Think about He-Man.
No.
Pretty sure it was just the cat version of He-Man.
Yeah.
Although He-Man had that weird, like, double life, which was weird. It's like, how does nobody notice? Yeah. You just traded in your weird, like, white suit with pink top for a loincloth.
Yeah.
And you're slightly more buff.
It was kind of like the old school Thor stuff.
Thor?
Yeah.
He was weak and then found a hammer and was strong.
Well, I think Thor used to be like just the god of lightning, and then for a while, I think maybe 80s, he was this dude with like a cane, and he tapped his cane and lightning struck or something.
And think about Shazam with the wizard.
No, that was earlier.
Oh yeah.
Then Thor.
Thor had a cane?
Yeah, he had a cane at some point, like a shillelagh maybe.
Sure, it wasn't like Loki pretending to be Thor.
Pretty sure.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember like reading about it a couple times, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? This guy's Thor? Thor's a god.
Not some Kane.
Yeah, Citizen Valhalla. Kane. Where's the Rainbow Bridge?
Oh, what was the... Nope.
Oh,
definitely not what I was thinking.
Okay. I guess favorite fictional cat? I don't know. I know a lot of people would say Cheshire Cat. I know that's a lot of
people. Oh, like that. Yeah, that is. Yeah, he's pretty cool. And he's always got the quizzical remarks and kind of like, well, he's, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm mixing up some of his lines with that
caterpillar. I don't know. Every time I think about him, I think I just want to say like, oh, bother. But I know that's Winnie the Pooh. And I'm like, Winnie the Pooh is not a cat.
Oh, he did like honey.
Cheshire Cat was cool. Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From the Jungle Book?
Yep. He was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dangerous, though.
Yeah, or...
Wait, which... Is he the bad one?
Yeah, he's the tiger.
Who's the good... Who's the panther? Jafar. No.
It is something like that, though, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it
starts with a J, I thought. Oh, come on, something.
I don't know.
Jabberwocky.
No. It's Mowgli.
Yeah,
Baloo.
And, I don't know. He definitely calls him.
I just want to say Jafar now.
Yeah, I know. Aladdin's nemesis.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Jafar.
Jasper.
Jasper. Come on, Jasper. Tricks are for kids. Tony the Tiger.
Oh, yeah. Tony the Tiger.
That's a good fictional cat.
Are we counting big cats, or do I have to choose a small cat?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it could be anything that's feline. As long as you're feline, fine.
I guess I could go with like one of the Aristocats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Who's that chubby one?
The chubby one?
Yeah. Whoever that guy is.
The black one?
Yeah, the guy he's like a music cat.
Oh,
like,
that's not the black one. The black one's the painter.
I think. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other guy's like...
O'Malley the alley cat?
Oh, yeah, O'Malley. Yeah. The Siamese cats. All of them. A whole bunch of fucking cats in that movie. Yeah. If you've never heard of the Aristocats...
What about
just think about the name and you'll realize there's probably a lot of cats in that movie. More geese than you would imagine, though.
What about Tom from Tom and Jerry?
Oh.
He's a great cat.
That's the one I had in my head when we were talking about favorite fictional cats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep, he's good. I always wanted him to win. I always felt bad getting beat up by a
just
mouse.
Just once. Or, you know what I was trying to remember the other day?
Sylvester?
Did Tom have an... Wait. Tom's a cat, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Jerry have, like, a grandpa or something who did, like, same...
Come on!
Yeah.
Come on!
Chicka-chicka-chambon!
Yeah, and they break the string and yank it off a whisker. Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah. But Tom, definitely a source of comedic relief in my life. Always had... funny shenanigans. He was like Wile E. Coyote, but more for the home, you know.
Something less deserty,
more relatable.
I just like the fact that you could watch. I mean, I watched that on like marathon runs, but you could watch a whole episode and there's literally no words, and you're still entertained completely.
Yeah,
I thought that was great.
Yeah, and the musical score behind it definitely fits like every moment.
And the artwork that was pretty interesting. Yes. Back when cartoons were hand drawn. Like South Park.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Any other types of cats we could talk about? Sphinx?
Oh.
Sphinx is a pretty big cat.
Human cat.
Human cat.
Humacacus. Humacatus.
Humacatus notorious.
Oh, is a macaque? No, that's a monkey.
No, that's, macaques. Yeah, those are pretty interesting.
That gets confusing, though, because macaque.
Macaque.
Yeah.
Macaque ate a macaque. That's why I'm late for work today. What's up with that, by the way? Why do cats always like kill things and then leave it on your doorstep?
It's supposedly a gift to you.
Someone's got to tell cats that we don't like that.
I think they just do it to freak you out.
Probably. Like, watch this.
And there's the scream.
I'm going to shit on your floor now.
Hairball.
Yeah, we had cats.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Gizmo used to always get like pine cones stuck in his ass.
Because she was a what do they call it, money cat, whatever,
money cat, cash money,
that's what they call them, but they're actually calicos.
Oh yeah, calico cat.
Yep. And so she was really furry, and so when she got pine sap stuck in her fur, it was awful.
Yeah, well, whole pine cones would just stick around.
Well, I remember when we were getting the cat, and the one that I got was Tiger Lily, but Mom asked me what I wanted to name it, and I said Godzilla. And she was like, you can't name it Godzilla. Or it was like Rex or something weird.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's a girl.
And it's
like,
a cat.
She was like, how about Tiger? That's close to Rex. And I was like, meh. Fine. And she was like, Tiger Lily. That's nice, isn't it? And I was like, I really wish I could. I got it.
Come Godzilla. On, Godzilla. I still called it Godzilla in secret sometimes.
I built a house for it. Never went in.
It was solid.
No, it was just like a hole in the ground. And I used some bark to like make a roof over it. So when it was raining out, she could like stay in there. I guess I didn't realize that when it rains in the ground, the lowest point gets the most wet.
I built a puddle with a roof over it.
Yeah, a little mud pit for this cat.
Didn't like it. That stingy. We wonder why cats are so.
That cat didn't like much, though.
Not really. It liked getting into trouble.
And eating birds on the deck.
Yep. Speaking of Thanksgiving. No. Yeah, the Sphinx, I guess. Or, there's a whole bunch of, like, cats throughout mythology, too, you know?
Yeah, like the Thundercats.
Yeah. Yeah, the cats that roam through the skies.
Or Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, yep.
Yep. Or, Cat Stevens.
Oh. Yeah. Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah, Cat Williams. Cat Nesseverdeen.
Fictional cat.
Good at archery.
Yeah, a whole bunch of cats.
Cat burglars.
Oh, catnip.
Oh yeah, catnip. I always wondered what catnip was.
Yeah,
like, if there was any way to ingest it and like feel that effect. I'm pretty sure it's just poison.
Does it like get them high?
Yeah,
is that what it's supposed to like? Can too much catnip be bad for a cat?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
like, can it makes them like,
super
addicted?
Fucking docile. Probably.
Oh, that's all my cat needs.
Cat needs.
Cat
step
needs.
One, catnip.
Step two,
recovery.
Pizza dough. Oh.
Pizza dough. Just like cover them in pizza dough.
No, get them to knead it.
Yeah, hairy pie.
Oh, God.
Hairy pizza pie.
When the cat makes your pizza.
Yeah, I did always wonder that, though. Like, or if you could somehow... If you could somehow infuse catnip with, like, milk, would your cat like that better?
I don't know, because they like to eat the milk, but I didn't think they ate catnip. I thought they just, like, huffed it.
I think they, like, bite it and suck on it, because they put in those little, like, mouse things.
I don't know.
I thought it was, like, I guess...
I always thought it was, like, it went into, like, a pouch kind of thing.
Yeah, but they can also, like, you can put it in their toys and stuff, and they absorb it through, like, their saliva. So I kind of always assumed it worked like tobacco leaves, I guess, like chewing tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're, like, activates it and absorbs through their, like, gums and stuff or their tongue. And then they're just like, And why don't they make dog nip?
Yeah.
Come on, God.
I'm pretty sure that's just, like, bones. Or rawhide, I guess. Tried to give this cat rawhide one time. Did not want any part of it.
See, the problem is you can't give cats beer. You can give dogs beer.
Yeah. And have you been licked by a dog? Their tongues are, like, really kind of gross and sloppy. But have you been licked by a cat? It's like being kissed with sandpaper.
Nice and smooth afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, it cleans, like, instead of getting, like, one of those foot eggs or whatever the hell.
Pet eggs.
Pet eggs.
I think that's what they call it for, like, pedicure.
Yeah, that's a better term than foot egg.
Try it once over this foot egg.
Yeah, nobody gets what your product's called. You're calling it ped eggs. They think it's for your head. You gotta call it foot eggs.
Foot eggs.
Or maybe toe eggs.
I still know, like, the only reason they called it an egg is because it's shaped like an egg.
Yeah.
You could have called it anything.
Yeah. Soft feet.
They didn't call the Statue of Liberty the Big Green Lady.
Or cheese block for your foot.
Cheese block. Baby Bella foot.
Bella foot. Footiful. Footiful. Foot by the foot.
Hard boiled feet. Yeah, back to cats.
Yeah.
Getting off topic here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about catnip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I do like cats, except for, I guess, the one thing that I couldn't get over. Sure, the litter box for one.
Yeah.
But the hairballs.
Oh, yeah.
That's gross.
I don't remember our cats ever having
hairballs. Yeah, our cats are outside a lot. If you have a strictly inside cat, I'm sure you get a lot of hairballs.
Oh, probably. Maybe you just got to brush them more. Maybe that's like a thing.
I don't think cats like being brushed.
Oh, okay. I brushed a couple cats in my life.
Did any of them enjoy it?
They seemed to.
Did they tell you?
No. They weren't appreciative, but but I did it.
I think the secret of cats is, like, you got to let them come to you. Just ignore them until they want to acknowledge your existence.
Yeah.
And then you accept them.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, this human's pretty stupid. Dogs usually just like, oh my God, you're here. You're here, you're here, you're here. Oh, where have you been? Where were you? I was in the bathroom. You're here, you're here, you're here. Hey.
Hey, where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Yeah. Too excited all the time.
Although, I do have to admit, I've seen some, like, what the hell is it? It's like wall decorations for cats, pretty much.
What?
Like, you like put up like these Christmas ramps lights and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Your house.
So they can run around.
Yeah. Like on your ceilings and walls.
Yeah, I have, like, seen those. They got like little cubby holes and stuff they can sit in.
There's like, I'd probably really like to be cat sized and just like run around on walls.
I wonder if part of that's like a deterrent from them hopping up on top of your mantle and just knocking off all your priceless shit.
That is a thing too. Cats can jump ridiculously high. Dogs cannot.
Although I did see online that they're scared of like cucumbers and eggplants and not eggplants.
Chicken parm.
Zucchinis and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Because chicken parm. Because it like looks like a snake, so their instincts are telling them to like, that's bad, you know? So you can like sneak up behind him and like scoot a cucumber up next to it and it'll just like jump and freak the fuck out. So I'm pretty sure the solution to keeping all your nice stuff on your mantle is just line everything with cucumbers.
Yeah. You gotta replace them every once in a while.
Yeah, but you know, small price to pay for a cat that doesn't break your shit.
Yeah. I'll teach it a lesson.
Or you know, just like put one of those do not cross lawn guards with a magnetic collar or whatever, the electric collar, and just like put that line about 2 feet off your floor. And anytime it jumps more than 2 feet, it'll feel it.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah, so other things cats do, I guess. Or like, what do you, I know, one thing that was kind of interesting was we had a cat that we were playing like Duck Hunt on the old school Nintendo.
Oh yeah.
And it was your cat Tiger, or Godzilla, as it, as I will call it. Godzilla was like swatting at the ducks that were flapping across the screen, which is much more interactive with a television than I've ever seen a dog get.
Yeah, or like cats will play with mirrors. Dogs will sometimes too, but
yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those weird things.
Yeah.
Although they both react pretty much equally to laser lights.
Yeah. Fish too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's apparently extremely cruel, which I didn't realize this until I read on the back of like a pet laser I got like a laser pointer and it was like, oh, it works on fish. And I was like, oh, cool. And like, I was at some
aquarium.
I was at an aquarium and there was a shark. No. And apparently like I shined the light on it and the fish like chased it, but they were like ramming into the glass, 'cause that's where like the laser beam was. So it's very cruel for fish, it seems like.
Oh. Yes. They love those bubbles though.
They do.
At least that's what Finding Nemo told me.
Yeah. catfish?
Oh yeah, catfish. No. Nope. Doesn't count.
They have whiskers.
That's fine.
There's a mighty catfish that causes earthquakes.
What lore is that? Is that
I think Japanese? It's Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so too. Man, that's one angry fish.
Yeah, I read somewhere they have like 100 earthquakes a year.
That's not about cats.
if back, it's caused by a catfish.
Cats. It's not a cat.
It's sociable.
No, it isn't.
Cat tuxedos.
Cat tuxedos.
Yeah. You see a lot of clothing for dogs. Is there a cat clothing line market?
Anger Management.
Don't remember that scene.
No, remember Adam Sandler in Anger Management works for a company that makes a clothing line for fat cats. Does. And its name is Meatball.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Oh, that was a funny movie.
A fellow fat cat lover.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Fat cats are funny. Have you seen the ones where they're like making him exercise in pools? Because it's like low, whatever.
Low gravity or friction?
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, low impact for the low cat impact. Joints.
That's what it is. Cat joints.
It's like resistance training, and they're just like being held by this life jacket handle thing, and it's just like slow doggy paddling through the water, and it's
like, just like kicking its feet,
and they're like, he loves it, and then they take him out of the pool and he can barely support his own weight, and he's like shaking. He's
like, I'm okay, gonna fall. That's like a dangerously obese cat.
Yeah, it was. You said you love fat cats.
Okay, yes. That's great. I love that cat.
Oh, have you ever seen the, like, I don't know if it's Chinese or Japanese, the, like, money cat thing? Like, it's a piggy bank.
Like, shake their paw?
Yeah, I don't know what that's
about.
It's
a lucky cat.
Oh, it is? It's like a lucky cat?
Yeah.
I always wondered what the, like, story was with that, what the deal was.
Wasn't there some cat thing that was, like, a huge, what am I thinking of? Oh, no. Oh, Hello Kitty?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was, like, a whole thing.
Still is, I think.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Don't know why.
I don't get it.
I never even watched an episode.
Didn't know what she did.
Had pink overalls and a pink bow. And it was cool.
It was cool. Overalls, man. Farmer cat.
Farmer cat. Oh, man. Do you remember Kitty Cannon?
No.
That game was horrible.
Is it as horrible as it sounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly as horrible as it sounds.
Yeah. A cat is a giant cannon and it shoots things.
No, no, no. It's a cat dressed like Nick Cannon, and it's wild and out.
Oh. Yeah, some sick burns in that.
Yeah. Cat burns.
Cat burns.
From their tongue.
From their tongue.
Maybe this is a harder topic than I thought.
How are we doing time-wise? We're at like 30 minutes. Going strong.
Yeah. Strong like a cat.
Strong
like a cat. There needs to be more, more movies about cats.
I think there are enough, aren't there?
But name one.
Cats.
Cats versus Dogs, where the cats were evil. What a horrible movie that was. What a horrible depiction.
Stuart Little?
That had a cat. And he was also evil.
He was a...
Name?
He was a antagonist who became a protagonist.
Oh, Milo and Otis. That was about a cat and a dog.
Yeah, they were friends.
They have the Air Buddies like line of movies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just can't train a cat that well, I think.
I think you're full of shit. What about the cat in Meet the Parents?
Another good cat.
Yep. That was funny.
Could flush. Had great moments. Mr. Bigglesworth.
Oh, yeah.
From Austin Powers.
Yep. Oh, that cat was gross when it lost all its hair.
It was cute when it went into the rocket ship.
If there was any cat that I do not care about, it's hairless cats. It's like, get that oversized rat away from me. An oversized hairless rat.
Yeah. It's really kind of sad.
Yeah, it's like, ugh, can see its hairlessness.
Were they like bred to be hairless?
I don't know.
Or were they like a naturally occurring cat?
I think at some point during the cataclysm of the world, when there was like open vats of lava spewing everywhere, like a whole clan of them just fell in and burned their hair off permanently, and since then they've mutated, and due to like ultraviolet radiation, they can no longer grow hair.
That sounds about right. It's
the most likely scenario.
Ultraviolet
radiation. Yeah.
God.
UV.
UVA.
UVA. UVA.
UVA. Chugga. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Cat got your tongue.
Cat Chatori. Yeah, cat got your tongue. When has a cat ever gotten your tongue?
Yeah, like what were you painful. Doing? Like,
kiss time. Yeah. Nah, 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 nah. What'd you just say? Mucus time?
Kiss time.
That's better. Okay. I did have, well, I didn't have one cat once, but there was a cat that knew of me, and I knew of him, and we were her, and we were acquaintanced. Acquaintance.
Yeah. Yep. Catship.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a fond catship. Lots of memories there. And her name was Delilah, and she was a Himalayan cat. Ouch. And they have like flat faces and white fur and stuff, but She used to, like, are she hated everybody. Oh, wait, sorry.
They're the fuzzy ones?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And she hated everybody in existence. Until one day she just, like, crawled onto my chest and started, like, kneading my shirt. And at first I was like, oh, this sucks. But then I was like, wait, this cat hates everyone. And then it just sat there and purred and actually drooled on my chest. Just like, like, I've never seen a cat drool out of its mouth before. It was kind of gross, but really sweet at the same time. And then anytime someone would come near me while it was laying on my chest on the couch, it would like hiss at them to get the fuck back until it was done cuddling and then it'd leave. It was really sweet. I was like, oh, that cat likes me more than anyone else. I found my soul cat.
My soul cat. As in only.
Yep. And now I'm swearing off cats for good.
Yep.
That's why I tell Mocha to beat it.
Just beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Get off my lawn.
You stupid cat. I'm not feeding you. Can't you see you're fat? Just beat it.
Man, cat toys are pretty interesting, though.
Yeah, with the feathers and the bells.
Yeah, or like the fishing pole things.
Oh, I don't think... Oh, is that the one with the feather and the bell?
Yeah, probably.
On the end of, like, a stick.
Yeah, or, like, little mouse-shaped or whatever the hell, balls or stuff like that. And it's, like, you're just, I don't know, it's, like, a stretchy cord.
I think I always liked how well they use their paws as, like, hands, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they actually will move stuff and stuff. I mean, dogs are kind of, like, bad at it haphazardly.
Well, I think the thing is they can, like, rotate their paws better.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... I've seen Atticus try and, like, rotate his paws, and it's just, like, pretty much just to, like, kind of put it to his mouth so he can, like, chew on it or, like, clean himself a little bit. But, like, cats have the whole, like, oh, clean myself with the front of my hand, and, like, wipe their head and, like, wipe the back of their hand or whatever.
Paw. It's also interesting that cats have retractable claws. Like, that must mean that they're loosely related to velociraptors.
Oh, definitely.
Which makes that really cool that I wanted to name it T-Rex. No, but have you ever seen that when the cat like gets hooked on something and is like panicking frantically instead of just retracting its claw?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's a dumb cat moment. When they climb inside a paper bag and then can't get out and have no idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Dumb cat moment. Where'd the world go? That's a spatial awareness issue. Yeah. Nope. cats have 9 lives.
Yeah, I never knew where that saying came from either. I guess because they can fall and land on their feet.
Yeah, it's just like you see them narrowly dodge, like getting into shit things. Because like, you have curiosity killed the cat.
More than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
Never got that one either.
Yeah, like why the hell are you trying to skin a cat?
There's probably more than one way to skin a lot of things.
Yeah, skin yourself. like on skin a grater. Yeah, on gravel. walking by a door too quick.
Maybe the rest of that saying got lost like over the years and it was there's more than one way to skin a cat but only one skin cat because yeah. That's the furless cat that got hurt by the harmful radiation of the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, lost knowledge of cats.
Yeah. And maybe it was a term from the 70s, and it was talking about, like, giving some skin. So there's more than, like, one way to give a cat a high five.
Oh, yeah.
You could go down low, sideways, up high.
I always wanted to get one of those frontier coonskin cats. Those look cool. With a tail in the back.
Caps?
Caps? No, I'm just kidding. I knew
it. Yeah.
Maine coonskin cat. They do kind of look like raccoons a little bit. What was the other thing I was going to say about cats?
I don't think they get into garbage as much as dogs do.
Probably not. I don't think they like stinky things as much.
Yeah.
They're not fond of rolling in their own shit.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, I know a lot, like, I've never had this problem with dogs, but like, I know a lot of dogs will like eat through drywall and be like super fucking destructive.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I guess I've heard of some cats doing that too, like tearing up couches and shit.
Yeah, they like scratch at it and they'll just like destroy fabric.
But I think if you get like a scratching post, that's like normally like a solvable problem.
Yeah, if you just declaw them. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's horrible. That sucks.
If you just
that's I feel make the same way.
Mittens indoors.
kitten mittens. Yeah. You'd be smitten. I feel the same way about that as I do, like, docking dogs' tails or, like, pinning back their ears or clipping their ears. I don't know what it's called. It's like,
yeah.
That's like a baby. You have a baby and you're like, oh, he doesn't need his pinky toe. Chop. Yeah. It's a look I'm going for.
Like, he only needs to count to eight.
He's using his toes.
Well, yeah, that's how I count.
Oh man, that just reminded me of some obscure fact that I don't remember the full part of.
Most people only count with their fingers.
No, it was something about the little piggies, you know that song?
Oh, this little piggy went to market.
Apparently it's not about like a pig going to a market, it's about a pig getting sold to a market to be slaughtered.
Oh.
Like, it's about the pigs dying. And the piggy stayed home.
This little piggy had roast beef.
And the last one, and this little piggy had none. And then this little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home because it was, like...
running for its life?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
But I couldn't remember if the roast beef one is, like, changed over time or, like, one of them. The original little piggies was like darker, as most things were.
Yeah, like that whole, I don't know, I can't remember if that was a thing I heard that was like a commonly accepted fact, but it was actually like disproven.
The ring around the rosy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know either.
So the whole like
I know the misconception one, but like explain it for the listeners.
Okay, so the ring around the rosy thing is it's supposedly about the black plague?
Yeah, bubonic.
Bubonic, yeah. Or black plague, whatever.
I just like bubonic. Black death. I just like because it's got boob in it.
Boob. Anytime I can say boob, I am.
It just sounds like a bionic boob.
A bionic boob. What are you doing, you boob?
Sorry, that just reminded me of something else. All right, go.
that whole thing reminded me of... I know I'm not a huge fan of chicken breasts, but I am glad they don't have nipples.
That's pretty funny.
So it was about the bubonic plague, and it was supposedly like everybody dying, ashes, we all fall down, and actually smoke.
Oh,
what?
I thought you were gonna say the pockets full of posies. Like,
oh yeah, that was like a traditional like thing to do, or because they thought posies would like keep it away, right?
I thought it was because it mask the smell of all the death and everything, like you filled your pockets with posy.
Probably right. Yeah. The smoke actually helped because I guess it was caused by ticks.
Yep.
And
rats ticks on rats, right?
Yeah, rats carrying ticks, and then the smoke
ticks on rats.
Smoke from like sitting down by an open fire would drive the ticks away. And actually, interesting enough, there's people who are resistant to AIDS or the HIV virus that can trace their ancestry back to people who survived the bubonic plague.
Boob.
Anyway, I think that might have been disproven, though, because they were saying it was like, what was it? It came out way after the fact, or was around before it, something like that, that it was just kind of like, over the years, people kind of put a meaning to it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I lost track that we were still talking about the children's song, and I thought you were talking about the HIV thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though. I always wonder about that stuff.
Like genetics?
Yeah, like human resistance or resilience too, how it affects everything.
Well, I mean, when you think about most things, like exposure to things often leads to resistance to them.
Not to the sun.
Maybe.
Exposure to that. Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know. Pretty sure too much sun ain't good for you.
Well, I mean, like, or people who like tan, like, throughout the year, like, they can still get sunburn if they just start out, like, being super exposed to the sun. But once you build up a tan, you don't get really, like, bad sunburn.
Yeah, but I think it still affects your skin cells the same way.
UV. Long-term exposure is definitely bad still. Yeah. But,
I mean, you're not a hermit crab, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, so?
So, maybe we can adapt to cats. Just like the bubonic plague.
Yeah. Boob cat.
Boob cat. Boob cat's afraid to leave its boob.
Stupid. Wow, what a reference back by Arnold.
Throwback.
All right. Well, that's been cats.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that if you've never heard a cat, it sounds a lot like meow.
Hey. Well, thank you so much for listening to our latest episode of Not Now Podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to listen to us some more, we come out every Thursday with an appetizer and every Friday with an episode. So if you would like our episodes, you can leave us a rating review on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app.
Exactly. Yep. And you could also drop us a line at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We're on there. We're on a couple different sites and just trying to spread the not now-ness.
Yeah. If you yell at somebody, not now, they'll say, hey, I know that place, notnow.podiant.co, P-O-D-I-A-N-T, and they will say it exactly like that.
And we're also doing a bake sale next Tuesday, so make sure you invite everybody.